分类练习四。
Conversation 1.
I want to register for this mathematics course.
I'm sorry, registration has closed.
Closed? The clerk told me I could come back and register any time during the first week of classes.
Well, that's not possible. The computer's official student account has already been sent to the state, and that's what our budget is based on. Who told you that, anyway?
Some woman here, when I tried to register 3 weeks ago, she said I just had to pay a late fee.
She must have been a temporary worker. They don't have much training. Why didn't you register then?
She said I couldn't until I had my birth certificate. Here it is.
Your birth certificate?
Well, I'm a new part-time student, so she asked for identification. I don't drive, so I don't have a driver's license.
There's no reason to demand a birth certificate. We only need to establish residency. A phone bill with your name and address on it would have been fine.
Really? Only proof of my address?
Yes. I'm afraid she gave you the wrong information. Still, you'll have to wait and take your maths class next semester.
But that's unfair.
Well, I sympathize with your problem, but frankly, I don't think there is anything anyone can do for you.You were trapped in the system. If you want to, you can talk to the director. She will help you if she can.
Great.
Don't get your hopes up.
Questions 1 to 3 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
1. What problem does the woman have?
Two. According to the man, what does the woman need to show the evidence of?
3. What does the man imply when he says, don't get your hopes up?
Conversation 2.
Hello, John. You must be pleased. After all, how many students are lucky enough to be accepted at their first and second choices?
Not many, I know. But I'm not sure yet which one to choose.
Well, you seem to have doubts about the state university.But its biology department has a fine reputation. What more could a biology major want?
Yeah, and they also have internships for seniors. But a friend told me that for the first 2 years, some lectures have 150 students. You probably wouldn't get to know any of your teachers.
You might, actually. Those classes also have small discussion sessions. They meet twice a week and have no more than 20 students.
I know, but I've heardthat they are usually taught by graduate students. At Whitestone College, all classes are taught by professors.
What about setting? Do you prefer a small town like Whitestone or a bigger place like the state capital?
That doesn't matter. What I do care about is getting individual attention from the faculty and making friends.
Look, I've known you for 4 years now, and you seem to be a pretty outgoing person.I don't think you have any trouble making friends at the state university. It sounds to me that you're leaning towards Whitestone, though.
I am. The only problem is that Whitestone's tuition is really high, and I'm not sure I can afford it.
You could still apply for a student loan or sign up for a work-study program.
Yeah. I think I'll look into that.
Questions 4 to 7 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
4.What is the man's problem?
5. What in the state university is the man not satisfied with?
6. What is an advantage of Whitestone College, according to the man?
7. What does the woman suggest the man do to pay the tuition of Whitestone College?
3.
Yes, sir. You ran?
Yes. I wonder if you could bring me another orange juice?
Certainly. Would you like anything else?
No, thank you. My son-in-law is supposed to meet me in London at the airport. Do you think he'll be able to find me?
I'm sure he will. You don't have to worry about that.
Yes. I've never seen my grandson. In fact, I've never seen my son-in-law either.
I think you'll have a wonderful time in London. It's beautiful. Is this your first time abroad?
No. I saw quite a bit of Europe before. Rome, Berlin, Paris, places like that. But never London.
Oh, then you have flown before?
No, that was during the Second World War, and I went on a troop ship.
Things are quite different in Europe nowadays. Well, it's 4 o'clock now, and we'll be there at 6 o'clock.
I'm sure they are. I'm really excited to get there.
Will you be staying long?
I plan to stay 5 weeks. I was a teacher, but I'm retired now. My wife is dead, so I can go where I want.
I think you're going to have a good time. And don't worry about being met. I bet your daughter will be there too.
I hope so. But I don't know if she will.
I'll go to get your orange juice. I'll be back in a minute.
Questions 8 to 10 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
8. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Nine. What is the man going to do?
Ten. What can we learn about the man?
Conversation 4.
Hi, Mary. Do you want to start writing a lab report after we finish this experiment?
I can't. In fact, I need to finish early because I'm going over to the psychology department to talk to Professor Smith about a job opening.
You mean a job on campus?
Yeah, and it sounds pretty interesting. It involves helping with your study on learning style. You know, about how some people learn best by sight, while others learn best by hearing or touch.
Yeah, I know that's an area of expertise.
Right. Anyway, for Professor Smith's study, she's taking some high school students who aren't doing very well in their classes and testing them to find out what their learning styles are. Then, tutors, people like me, will work with them, presenting material to them in their particular learning style.
Hey, that is interesting. Now, will you mostly do the testing or the tutoring?
Both, I hope. I want to be involved from start to finish.
Are you getting paid for this?
I'm sure we'll get something, though. Probably not much. Anyway, it doesn't matter to me. I just want to have some hands-on experience.
Yeah, and it'll be nice to help those high school students, too.
That's what I thought when I saw the ad. You know, you could do it, too.
Really? Do you have any idea what the schedule is like?
Late afternoon, then evening for tutoring, I think. After all, the kids are in regular classes until 3:30.
Actually, that's perfect for me.
Then, come along. We will save the lab report for later. But we'd better make sure we do a good job on our experiment first.
Yeah, first things first.
Questions 11 to 14 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 11.
What are the speakers mainly discussing? 12.
Why is the woman interested in working with Professor Smith? 13.
What will the college students do for the high school students?
14. What will the speakers probably do next?
5.
Dr. Carter's office?
Yes, I'd like to make an appointment to see Dr. Carter, please.
Is this your first visit?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Could I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Ronald Schuller.
And may I ask who referred you to our office?
I drove past your office yesterday when going back home from work.
Okay. How about the day after tomorrow, on Wednesday at 4 o'clock?
Do you happen to have an opening in the morning? I usually pick up my kids from school around that time.
Okay, how about Tuesday at 8 a.m. or Thursday at 8:15 a.m.?
Do you have anything earlier, like 7:30?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, in that case, Thursday would be fine.
Okay. Could I have your phone number, please?
It's 643-0547.
All right. And what's the nature of your visit?
Well, to tell the truth, I fell from a ladder 2 days ago while painting my house, and I sprained my ankle when my foot landed in a paint can. I suffered a few scratches on my hands and knees, but I'm most concerned that the swelling in my ankle hasn't gone down yet.
Well, did you put ice on it immediately after this happened?
Well, yeah. I just filled the paint can with ice and...
And so, after you remove the paint can... Sir, Mr. Schuller, are you still there?
Well, that's part of the problem. The paint can is still on my foot.
Look, Mr. Schuller, please come in today. I don't think your case can wait.
Questions 15 to 18 are based on the conversation you have just had. 15.
According to the conversation, how did the man probably find out about Dr. Carter? 16.
What is Mr. Schuller's phone number? 17.
Why does the man want to see the doctor?
18.
What does the woman suggest at the end of the conversation?